Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, this is Pia Barancini, and welcome to Everything is the Best, the podcast where I get vulnerable and make others do it with me. The goal here is to deep dive into interesting people's journeys, finding common denominators, and hopefully making you feel not so alone. So let's laugh, let's cry, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Hello, everyone.
I'm extremely
good. Yep. She is.
Because our child was not sleep trained, because we knew, obviously, we were going on this trip to Italy. And I was like, why would I put in the work to sleep train her and then go on a trip and undo the whole thing? And so she is not sleep trained and jet lagged, and we're kind of in the process of sleep training her, and she's turned into a fucking demon.
Yep.
And she's so sweet, and I feel so bad for her because she angel baby, but like, she scratched me and hit me yesterday.
You know, I also think that, like, you were conscious about sleep training and all this thing. I was more naively approach these, like, you don't have to.
Yeah, you do.
Have your baby doing anything. Like, just let it be a baby.
No, and because the more sleep they get, the.
Yeah, that's why I say naively. Yeah. Like, you know, I never. It's very. It's not. I never heard about.
She'll be sleep training. So happy once she's getting the amount of sleep that she needs and she can soothe herself to bed. And by the way, when I say sleep training, we're not leaving her in her room to scream crying for hours. Like, there's a technique to it. She cries a little bit. We go in for 5 minutes later, then she cries a little bit.
The issue is that we can't hear her cry. I think we got to. We're soft.
I know. Well, that's why the sleep trainer woman comes on Sunday. So anyway, I fell asleep at 9 because of jet lag, which I don't go to bed ever earlier than 11. And I fell asleep at 9, and then I woke up at 3 because she was losing her shit, and I fed her, which I don't even think I'm supposed to do, but whatever. And then I was, you know what I did that was fucked up? I got back into bed and I was tired, and I got sucked into Daily Mail. And I didn't. And now I've been awake just since 3 a.m. And the baby woke up in a good mood. And I really was like, you can go fuck yourself.
And pretty much had the same treatment. I woke up in a dizzy mood. And she was like, why you are such in a good mood?
Yeah. I don't think anybody around me has.
Mommy's grumpy.
Should we be all in a good mood right now. It's very annoying.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we're back.
We're back, and this is our trip to Italy, part 2. Davide, we received a lot of positive feedback about the first episode.
Oh, that's nice. I
people love when we cry.
Yeah. Just not necessarily. It's funny. We are back, and this morning I was thinking about something, and I'm like, it's fascinating to me every time I go. The more time I spend in the US, the more I wonder, like, how much impacted for me to don't be born in this country, not only as a, like, behavior, culture, and all the things that we always say, mm-hmm. but also physically. Mm-hmm. Like, we came back and I had this urgency to change my diet and doing different things and feel my days in a different way.
Totally.
And I realized that sadly, that is me following, like, that is me adjusting. And I would like to articulate that a little bit more. It's like yesterday morning, breakfast. We have been experiencing this very joyful, like, breakfast. Like, how much impact the fact that in Italy I eat sugary breakfast on my mood? Like, I wake up, I'm so happy, and mm-hmm. sugar bring me so up. And I started the day in a different way. Cafes in Italy makes you start the day in a different way. And yesterday I was having this really good, but like I had this oatmeal with like almond milk. And then at lunch, I had a mixed salad pouch.
Okay, well, that was extreme. You also go extreme then, when you
no,
get
no,
home.
But let me finish. But it's like, if I shared this with friends, yeah. they would be like, uh-huh, yeah. And then you had a steak, somebody, that's great. But I'm like, to me, that wasn't vacation. That was a go back to what it used to be my normal life. I used to eat that way every day. I used to have those kind of days. I used to use my time that way. The pace is different. The things I do are different. The amount of energy that I put into things was different. So how much that impacted on me as a person today versus who I would have been if I would have been born in America. I don't know if it makes sense what I'm saying, but to me, I went in that, yeah.
It makes sense. You're completely acclimating to a totally different, like, we lean into Italy and we lean into...
But that to me wasn't, like, yeah. that's exactly the point. Am I leaning into this or, like, what is normal to me? Was then, like...
Yeah, but you're going to have to grapple. Confused. You're going to have to grapple with that. You're going to come to a moment where that settles in for you. That's going to take
make,
some...
You know, do you get what I'm saying?
Like, I understand. Like, I think that's definitely like a mind fuck. Like, it's not like you're on vacation. Like, that's you going home.
That's what's back. Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't like a vacation. It was like, this is life. Like,
yeah, that's
this
your
is
life.
How I used to live
but,
my
and
life.
And then your life here is different. And I think that you're going to have to figure out... I think it's going to take a long time. Anything it just comes with us being... Also, we're all fucked up because you used to go to Italy, what, every other month? Every 2 months?
Pretty much, yeah.
And now it's been 2 years. So, like, a trip that seemed like this big vacation we had is... I mean, you know, it was a big vacation because we stayed at nice places. But ultimately, like, now that you have your green card and now that COVID is... You know, we have learned to live with COVID... Going to Italy is going to be something that happens 2 to 3 times a year.
For sure.
So you will get more used to going
like,
back and forth and not having it be such a mind. Like it almost gives you like an existential crisis where you're like, who am I?
Like I'm like, hold on. And also what's funny is that at the end of my trip, I had an exact moment, probably at the peak of the trip. Mm. But I was the happiest with friends and I'm like, but you know what? I quit this life. Like I quit this country. I left. I decide to leave. And so I'm like, at a moment that I look at you and I say to you, I'm ready to go home. And it's, I don't know if I have the tools to analyze this a little bit better, but I'm like, I came back here. And then this morning that these thoughts hit me and it's like, where's the truth? Like, you know, like people were texting me and like seeing our Instagrams and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, yo, dude, this looks insane. This looks crazy. Where are you eating? Where are you? Like, what is that? What is this? And I realized that life where I wasn't sharing and living in a different way was so recent to me. Mm-hmm, it might make sense what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
nobody would go, like nobody would care in my hometown if a son there was eating the place and yeah. doing their things. Like nobody cared. And now it's weird.
You know, it's a part of your life that people makes sense are excited to see. And
no, but you get it, right? You get what.
Now, here's what, you know what's funny is people always give me shit because they say that all I do is cut you off.
And it's not true.
Yeah. No, everyone's like, yeah, she doesn't interrupt him. But what I notice, especially when you come back from Italy, it takes you so long to get the thoughts out of your head.
But that is also part of what I'm saying. It's like when I am in Italy, I have more time to even process like my thoughts. Like the pace, the way people talk to each other is different. We said this in part one. It is a different way to dance. Like we dance a tango, here is like a foxtrot. Here is like way more pacey. It's way more like boom, 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 boom. It's like almost if life is a different game. It's like almost it's incredible. And I don't want to, you know, use stereotype or saying anything or label anything, but yeah, I'm trying to share the mental trip I've been in it. And
it'll get more normal and it'll get way more normal. Like
totally.
Also
totally.
Like we like both places pretty equally at this point. Right. Like I don't want to, like, everyone's like, don't you want to move to Italy? No, not right now. I don't want to fucking move to Italy. Took us fucking 40 extra minutes to get on the fucking plane because those stewardesses had their thumbs up their ass, like the pace. But so we're waiting, we get to the airport
happened to you. That's what the point is. Those things that annoys you whenever you're there, it's almost normal that annoys you. But now what I'm saying is like, why now those annoys me too?
Because
like,
you've been living here.
And that's what it is.
Like, because now you're also seeing, like, especially with like, the way that you, like, we go to Italy and we're not like, this was a, you know, a vacation, but we're not like, everyone's like, oh my God, I want to move to Italy. Like you go to Italy and you stay at a fucking 5-star hotel. Like that has nothing to do. I always say like, try to ship a box in Italy on like a Tuesday in January.
It's crazy. It took me an hour.
And this is why.
I was at the farm and I was trying to ship the box.
No, it's crazy. Insane. This is why I wanted to start Barancini Import & Co. from our first trip to Italy, to Sicily together. We went to Noto and I had like $500 that I had like budgeted for the trip to spend on ceramics when I was there. And I was like, this is my like big present to myself. I'm going to spend $500 on ceramics, like put them all over the house. Like this is, you know, nothing is better than Italian ceramics. And I was like so excited. And I had this money that I was like, I go into the store. I'm like, big spender. And I'm like, okay, you ship, right? No. Why not?
Money is no good there.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't care. What's amazing and refreshing, they don't give a fuck about money. They don't need more money. They don't want more money. So I'm like, big spender American girl here. Like, you're going to ship all this for me? No. Why not? But then I gotta leave a little bit early. Then I gotta go over to the shipping place. Like
I think.
And so that's why I was like, we gotta fucking make this shit accessible because it's everybody wants Italian ceramics. And so, we were leaving Italy. We get to the airport and, you know, it's our first time traveling with a baby and we're very much taking advantage of what is, you know, I always see at airports is families boarding first. So it was awesome. Like two other families were waiting in the front of the line to get on the plane. And I look at the woman at the gate and I was like, hey, I don't want to stand in a place that's, you know, I don't like when people like bum rush to try to get on the plane quickly. I was trying to be respectful. And I said, do families board first? Is it okay if we stand here?
Delta boarded first class.
Okay. She goes, oh, non lo so. Okay. Hold on. Aspetta. Walks over. It took 8 of them back and forth to have a discussion. You guys do this shit all day, every day. How do you not know who boards first? Are you fucking serious? They had to discuss it. They had to think about it, talk about it. One of them went to smoke.
I think what the mission is, I think what the goal is.
What?
With Barancini Import & Co. first of all, it's so interesting to see PNI working at it, because it comes out, our natures comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the goal is, there are certain things that can be accessible to everybody. And there are certain things you can scale unlimitedly. Is unlimitedly a word, or it just came out with it?
No, that's fine. I mean, it's not really a word, but like, but it doesn't. Makes sense. Yeah. Okay, for this ad break, we want you to take a break. Unclench your jaw, relax your shoulders. I'm doing it right now. And take a deep breath in. Sometimes all we need is a reminder to take a little time for ourselves, and that's where Calm can help. We are partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way that you feel. Clear your head with guided meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music track, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. By the way, there is one narrated by Harry Styles. I mean, that's reason enough in itself, isn't it? And if you go to calm.com/best, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming. And new content is added every week, you guys. It's over 100 million people are on this app. So clearly it works. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, again, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/best. Go to Calm, calm.com/best for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/best.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
So it's like, and that's what the goal is with Baroncini Importenco, is to share something and to also share this. Like, we were in Sicily, and when we went to the farm and we talked to this legend, to this guy that lives on the property, basically, you realize how it would be almost impossible to share the amount of information and the amount of things that make so much sense while you are there.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
The mind doesn't make too much sense when you leave the place. And it was like, wow, how close can we go with this label, with these products, to make you understand that, to make you share that? I think I already say the ricotta thing when you say to the guy, why this ricotta tastes so good? And he said to you, because it's been raining a little bit more.
Yeah, so the
animal has been eating. It's been fed with the grass is being tasting better for the animal because it was wet and the minerals and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, there are two, I think whenever you work at any sort of product, there are two kind of thing that are important. There are two approaches. One approach, I'm talking commercially. One approach is me over-giving you information about the product. And in Europe, we say that's the American way. Like, mm-hmm. I made a company of shirt that you don't need to tuck in. So this is a shirt that is this length, and this is the reason why you don't tuck in your pants. Your pants is usually on your waist at this measurement. This is the measurement of the front. This is the measurement of the back. This is how we, like, oversharing new information. So now you buy that item because you have so much information. Like, people send me question all day long, what's the measurement of your sweaters? And then there is the other way, which is what I really believe in it. I'm selling you, of course the product is great. Of course there is quality. Of course there is heritage and tradition and culture. That's what I wanted to sell to you before selling you. Am I making sense of what I'm saying? Like, and I think that if you can find a good combo of those two, and I can share with you why that guy lives his life that way, and that's why the olive oil is so good. Mm-hmm. That's very hard to do in this market. And I'm, yeah.
Very. I want to tell people a little bit about what are the logistics of our trip. Because we got a lot of questions about where.
We split them.
Yeah. So we arrived in Milan. And Davide, you know, lived there for a long time. So he has his people there and he feels emotionally attached to Milan. And then why we went so many places is because Davide's factory, is in Umbria. So we flew to Milan and then made our way down the boot. And Florence was the most, you know, like made sense logistically as our first stop. So we got to Milan and then we got in on the red eye and met Carmela's godfather for breakfast and hung out a little bit. And then
in Milan was a little bit cloudy. It was kind of like summer fell almost over. And we had this beautiful breakfast, like Milanese breakfast. It was beautiful. The moment we land, I was so excited about mm-hmm. all that process.
And then we drove to Florence and yep. Davide used to go to Florence all the time for pitti.
Exactly.
When he used to walk around in his fucking three-piece suits with 45 sweaters on and get photographed by all the street-style photogs. And then he used to stay at this place that's in that this family owns that was an old house that's been converted into like a very beautiful hotel. And it's, you know, meaningful to him. He's very close with the family. So we stayed there and had dinner with the family, which was really nice. And then we drove from Florence to Umbria, right?
That's right. Which are very close. I mean, there wasn't a long drive.
No. And
we had lunch with my best man.
Yes, we had lunch with Davide's bestie, Enzo. He went to the factory. We saw Carolina Cuccinelli and Alessio,
yeah.
Which is crazy. So, like, they live, like, in
the square.
Yeah, they live, like, in the square. Like, Brunello Cuccinelli owns a town called Solomeo in Umbria.
He doesn't own it.
He
doesn't own it. No, you can't own a town in Italy.
Okay, he owns every single building and employs every single person that lives there.
He's been doing an incredible job in the
amazing.
Town to keep it working.
And then we, Caroline Vreeland just made the funniest comment on my fucking Instagram post. She wrote, "I'm the wind in your hair."
Legend.
And then, yeah, that was great. And then we drove from Umbria to Amalfi.
To the Costiera. Which was already a downshift. Did you notice how we had to drive like hour and a half on a no highway? Like that shows you already how from north to south timing must be different. Places are different. Places are located in different like even geographically, you notice immediately that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Drove up that windy ass fucking hill and stayed. You know, there's lots of places to stay in Positano and Amalfi. And I know all of you have only seen people in Positano and Amalfi all summer. And it is really magical. But I would say if you're traveling to Italy, like you should just spend like two nights there. Like I really don't think you need more than fucking two nights. I mean, unless you're with a group of people and you're chilling and whatever, like I get anxiety when I'm in a place like that because you're only seeing one thing and it's magical and it is important to relax and chill. But like I don't have that. Like when I'm in another country, like I let myself chill for a day and then like I'm like, I want to see. I just want to see so much that like I'm not like if I'm going to chill by a pool and drink alcohol, like I could do that in LA, you know? So we did that. We did that for two nights just because we got in late the first night and we splurged on a really beautiful hotel. That was magical. And, you know, it's like just, it's insane. You know, the view of everything, but you know, it's like those kinds of places. It's like, you're like what's amazing about Italy is everything is cheap as fuck. And so when you go to a hotel like that and I'm paying American prices for a fucking Aperol spritz, like it pisses me off. But it was beautiful.
And it's interesting to see how they navigate around us as a unit, as a family, because clearly
you're Italian.
I'm Italian. And so the first approach is for them to treat me like a tourist, but then the confidential, like then the being Italian kicked in, and so the experience get a total different approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really funny.
Like restaurants, like wherever we go, the moment they realize I'm Italian, it's like if
it's different,
it gets a little bit better.
And then we drove from Amalfi to,
I had to go to Naples for the day, so I drove another couple of hours.
Also, driving around there is fucking nuts.
Crazy.
It's nuts. We rented a little boat one day. There's like two restaurants and you can only get to by boat. We like took a boat over to the Adolfo, which is really good, and, you know, had like the full experience. But you know, we went into Positano. I had the little like hot ass little driver took us to Positano, and then we were like, actually we need to go to the ATM and I needed to go to a pharmacy, so he dropped us off in Positano. We walked up to the pharmacy and got some money and got some diapers.
It was beautiful with the baby
in my
arm.
But like that shit was so fucking crowded.
It was crazy.
Here's also what's really hard, it's like
I like how we did a in and out.
Yeah, we go in and out. It's, you know, these are places that obviously you like have a desire to see, but like you guys like go to other small places, like just go there if you want to see it for a day. But like, it's so crowded and so expensive.
I mean, how different was, for instance, like Marzamemi?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there are so many other places to go.
Where
you can have an experience.
That's why Sicily is so amazing too, by the way. It's like,
I didn't want to compare the two things, but like,
no, they're so different.
You know,
but
the Costiera has been the Costiera Amalfitana has been a little bit, I don't want to say abused, but it's been
Listen, Amalfi is amazing and everyone should see it, but it's also corny as fuck. It's been beautiful, an incredible place. But it's just taken over by tourists.
I woke up in the morning, like we had this conversation when we arrived, and then I wake up in the morning, we had this balcony.
Yeah. There's nothing like it in the world.
I'm like, but the world is beautiful, but this is really something else.
It's magical. It's magical, but the people are magical.
Are magical. Like I went to Naples for the day for work. There's a lot of manufacturers there. And I had this very good friend of mine that lives in Naples. And for some reason, as soon as I arrived in Naples, his car was parked somewhere. Like, he parked like crazy. He stepped in a car with me and we drove around trying to find parking for my car. That process only, it's unique. Mm-hmm. It's like the police guy stop you and make a joke with, and then you park and then you step. First thing, he brought me in a cafe right away. Like, I park the car, I was like, let's have a coffee. Boom. And then like, it's beautiful. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then from there, we went down to Puglia, which was...
Puglia's a major downshift. And Puglia is magical, by the way. Puglia also, all the little towns you want to see are like 45 minutes. Like, Puglia is huge. So the little towns you want to see are like 45 minutes to an hour from one another. So what I would recommend if you wanted to go to Puglia is like, you know, get a group together and either rent a masseria or stay, you know, at a masseria, obviously. And then, you know, have a night where you drive 45 minutes to Gallipoli to have dinner or, you know, do a day trip to Polignano Amare. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving all of your goals? I know that for me, it comes down to the state of my mental health. And I'm sure it's the same for you. That's why I want to tell you about BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment, which makes it so convenient, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It is professional counseling done securely online. And you can send a message to your counselor anytime and get timely, thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule your weekly video or phone sessions without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it extremely easy to change counselors if needed. I mean, think about it. You can just go online and change your counselor rather than having to drive to an office, have a full session with somebody. It's incredible. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself to counselors located near you. Licensed professional counselors are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, grief, self-esteem, anger, family conflicts, everything. Anything you share is always confidential. It's convenient. It's professional. It's affordable. Go check out the testimonials they post daily on their site. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Pia. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia.
So it's good to combine what you have to see with what people don't might have to see.
And we stayed at
Borgo Ignazia.
Ignazia, which is very beautiful, but it's a full fake masseria. Like there's a fake square and it
fake
is
village. Like he built a fake village. Full, I didn't. It's so funny.
Like it was great. But
stays there all the time.
But it's crazy.
Like I didn't realize it.
It's great, right, but I get it's not. That's like again, like you're basically, and you might as well go to. It's like going to Cabo to go to. You know what I mean? It's like I want to go.
You turn me off so bad.
Yeah, it's like I want to go to another country, but I want all the amenities of being an American.
This is also what we have to say because it's correct for people to put things in perspective. We were traveling with, you know, like large luggage because we had to do so many things. I had one suitcase was only full of samples and stuff that I needed for work, and a mother-in-law and a baby, a just born baby. Totally. Means that we had to carry a baby bag that was a large baby bag with a thermos for the water and formula and diapers and bowel lotion. Like logistically,
there was one bag for butt lotion.
No, but you know what I mean? Like logistically, we weren't moving in an agile way. So whatever we found a place that might was a little bit more served. It was like,
yeah, we needed like valet for the car. We needed people to help us with the bags. Like, we needed a place
where we stayed.
We didn't bring a pack and play. We needed a place that had a pack and play for us.
After Puglia, we went to Sicily. And the first stop I did in Sicily was in Taormina. Taormina, growing up, was this magical place. And for me, it was a thing. It was an occasion. Like you would not go to Taormina from my hometown just every day. Mm-hmm. It was an event. It was something you would dress up for it. And, you know, I wasn't able to afford it, to eat there or to have a drink there or to sit down in a cafe there. So for me today, breaking that and going there with my entire family and enjoy the Corso and enjoy the town, it was beautiful. So we went in Taormina, but already you see the place was different. No valet. We stayed on a dear friend Guido house.
Yeah, we stayed in an apartment there.
He gave us the apartments, and I had to walk 10 minutes to go pick up the car.
Uh-huh. In a crazy parking garage that's like built on the side of
you
it.
Know? And that was the only place where you could park cars because the way the Corso is built, there is no space to park. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and then the luggage, no elevators. With the guy at midnight, I had poor thing. We had to carry the luggage upstairs. So it's like you starting, you know what I mean? Like, after an experience like that, you're like, okay, now I need 2 days where I don't want to even
touch the luggage,
like see the luggage.
Yeah.
So, you know, like.
So we did that, and that's also a great place to stay if you go to Taormina. It's called
La Malandrina. Malandrina.
What does malandrina mean?
It's like a delinquent figure. Like il malandrino was the good guy. It was like the bad guy. So that is translated on a female way.
Yeah, got it.
Malandrina is not necessarily somebody that does bad thing, but is an attitude. It's like, it's actually
bad boy.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Tally's a malandrina.
In a good way.
Tally the belly.
Okay.
Chiro, shut up.
And we stayed there, and he was like feeling home, you know.
And then
in the morning, I would go on the Corso to get some croissant. I went to buy my papers, my Italian papers. And then we went down La Pigna, we had to park like remotely, going down to us to an incredible amount of
you forgot the word for stairs?
The stairs.
How do you say stairs? You sound
Hillary
Baldwin.
No, I wanted to
how
say
how do you say a cucumber?
The steps. Yeah,
And then where'd we go from Taormina?
Oh, then from Taormina, we went to
Etna.
Piedimonte, so Etna side, and we stayed at this beautiful place owned by a friend of mine that gently offered to us, Villa Marabecca. Is this beautiful house built there in this town very close to Etna. Actually, extremely close.
Literally so close to Etna that she was making some moves one morning, and there was like ash raining from the sky, and our windows were shaking because she was rumbling.
And we wake up, and the Etna was erupting, and your mom was freaking out. And Santa and I were having coffee and breakfast, and she was like, "David, are we safe? Mom, this town is built on a volcano. Like, it's okay.
Whatever, it's scary."
And then there was the baptism day, was the 20th.
Yeah,
so then we baptized our baby, Padre Rosario. Thank you, Padre Rosario.
Shout out to Padre Rosario.
Baptize the baby.
Who Davide had to give a $100 tip to.
$200.
Are you fucking kidding?
No.
What the fuck is he going to do with $200?
The church needs lots of...
The church was dripping in gold. God, what are you talking about?
How beautiful was the little church?
You gave him $200.
How beautiful was the little church?
No, church was magic.
And all my people.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And then we went to a beautiful dinner. And the day after...
What's the name of that hotel? That hotel is insane.
I Monaci delle Terre Nere.
Ugh, unbelievable.
And the day after, we went to Siracusa. With Santo, we pack again. We pack everything. And drove to Siracusa, which was an hour and a half. And we arrived at the Masseria owned by my brother, Massimo Izzo. And that was to me, personally, I'm personally talking, those day and a half, those 2 days were my vacation.
Yeah. I spent years using natural deodorant that really didn't work. So I basically spent years not smelling my best. And it was really important for me to find something that worked, especially while I was pregnant and kept me feeling dignified. That's where Each and Every comes in. If you follow me on Instagram, you see I am a huge advocate for Each and Every. It is designed one for all, and it really, really works. It has been found to fight odor as well as be an antiperspirant without aluminum. It's made with simple, safe ingredients. It has 9 amazing core scents like coconut and lime, lavender and lemon, cedar and vanilla, and a variety of seasonal scents too. It's sensitive, skin friendly, cruelty free, and vegan. And all of Each and Every's deodorants are sustainably packaged, made from sugarcane and carbon negative material. Find out for yourself why Each and Every has over 15,000 5-star reviews. I have an awesome deal to give you to get you started. 30% off your first purchase of Each and Every. Just go to my special URL, that is eachandevery.com/everything, and use promo code everything. Do not miss out on 30% off. Use promo code everything at eachandevery.com/everything. Yeah, listen,
We had Sebastiano Rino.
If you want to rent that place, it's on the Thinking Traveler. It's really, you know, it's obviously we stayed there. We were hosted because Massimo is our family, but you can rent on a Thinking Traveler. It's not cheap, but if you get four other couples, there's five rooms.
I believe so.
And rent it for, you know, 5 days, 4 or 5 days. It's the same as staying in a hotel. And then you have a little, if you do that and then rent a car, then you can do a day trip to Noto. You can do a day trip to Ortigia. Like, you know, there's a lot of amazing.
It's incredible.
Sicily, like we keep talking about, has so many different places that like you want to go do like an Etna moment. You want to do a Taormina moment. You want to do a Syracuse moment. Again, this is also just on like one side of the island. Like the other side of the island has Cefalù and.
Oh, before Syracuse, while we were in Taormina, we went to Catania, of course. We went to my town and I had to show my mother-in-law the way we do breakfast. And we had the first granita because I would refuse to have granita somewhere else but Catania. Mm-hmm. And we walk around the city. The city was empty because it was still very summery feeling. So we went through the old part of town, old town Catania, the fish market and this little antique market.
Oh my God, when are all of our antiques arriving?
Oh, we ship.
Yeah, do you have the tracking number?
Yeah, I didn't send me the tracking number.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I got a text Calogero. we were at this antique market. So we bought this all antiques. And
it's like eat your heart out, Rose Bowl. But like the time most beautiful things you've ever
so,
seen.
Like the police guy was in the middle of there playing like,
oh my God, I was
talking
like
to the baby. It's like,
yeah, I was asking one of the vendors like what something was. It was clearly like, you know, this little item that was used for something. I was like, what is this used for? Whatever. And
it was for, I call the fig in India, the fig.
Why did
the cactus?
Oh yes. Yeah. So in Italy, those? Like, I don't know, like, you know how those little pink things grow on cacti? Well, they eat them there. I mean,
with the spoke, you call it. Your mom also said, give me the name.
That's a crazy name. I never heard of it.
Per fig.
It's the fruit that grows on a cactus. And it was a little thing to, take the spikies off. But anyway, so I was asking about it and the police guy like walked over. He's like, oh, you need to have that. Like, and look at this thing and you should get that. And oh, who's this baby? By the way, everyone is so goddamn nice to you when you have a fucking baby. Like there wasn't at the airport.
Prickly pear is possible.
Oh, prickly pear? A prickly pear, yes.
I just Googled.
Everywhere we go, people are, oh, bambolota, che bella, bellissima, amore, touching the baby. The only other time, first of all, people here are so cold and I think it's from, and I understand that like your body is your body and you don't want people touching your pregnant belly, but like people are well-intentioned and they want to give you a compliment about the fact that you're creating a human. So everyone being like, don't touch me. I totally get it because it is very violating. But at the same time, it's like, oh my God, you're being complimented on creating life. And how nice is that? Like when we went to Mexico on our baby moon, like everyone kept just putting their hand on my belly and telling me felicidades. Felicidades?
Felicidades.
Why can't I say it properly?
It's okay. It's all right.
No. Felicidades. Why?
Also, why when is my you mouth speak another language, working? You try to change the mimic of your face.
Felicidades. Felicidades.
The way you move.
Why
your face when you say thing is incredible.
Felicidade. Hold on. I'm fucked up right now. How do you say?
How do we also went from Sicily to Mexico? How did we? How did you link those two things?
Hold on. How do you congratulate someone?
Felicidade.
Felicidade is one. Why can't I pronounce it? Felicitar is the verb, but felicidades. That's the verb, but I need the, oh God, kill me. Anyway, Hold on. Felicitar.
Felicidades.
Felicidades. Why am I saying it with a lisp? That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Felicidades.
What... Felicidades.
I wanted you to drown on this.
My Spanish is usually...
Yeah, really LA.
Tutto bene.
Todo bien.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway. Anyway, women kept touching me and congratulating me and putting their hand on my belly, and it felt so nice. I think also because I was alone during COVID and pregnant, I didn't feel... that sense of like,
I can't, pregnancy. It just something hit me when we were talking about touching people and being, we are boarding on a plane from New York to LA. And this girl was so mad for some reason. She walked to me and she's trying to lift her suitcase and is struggling so hard. So I noticed that and I didn't notice that. I step up and I'm like, may I help you? No, I'm good. She was a New Yorker, clearly. I'm like, and she's trying again, giving another try. Like, can I help you? Like, is there some? No, thank you. I'm good. Okay. So I was just looking at her, struggling with her luggage. I'm like, okay, welcome back.
Yeah, literally. Fuck you. Just trying to help you. You're really nice about always helping women on planes.
And for some reason, on this side of the planet, they get so weird about it.
Yeah, because they because women here want to have that whole like, I don't need anyone. Like, but I'm it's an okay. Your luggage is heavy. Because it comes off. Because
I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm like, I can do the job.
No, because
for
now you,
you
like, can't let a man help you because it's like misogynistic, and women need to be, which is like what
to carry heavy luggage by themselves.
I know.
So
the funniest is when you open a door for a woman and you're trying to be chivalrous and they say, no, you go ahead. And you're like, no, please, you go ahead. And they're like, no, you go ahead.
I have to insist.
And it's like, I insist. Please, madam, please go ahead. And they say, no, you go ahead. And it's like,
it's crazy.
Just fucking let the man open the fucking door for you, man.
I'm not joking.
And then you complain that men treat you like shit. And here's a man trying to be fucking nice.
It's insane. And by the way, I do
it. We've got it all. Everything's fucked up. Nothing makes sense. You can't do anything. Everything's wrong.
I do with my wife in there. So it's not that I'm hitting on you.
Yeah, I'm literally like,
please. She's there.
And you notice that every time I look at the woman and say, he will not walk in front of you, please just enter the building. Every time I say that, he's not going to let a woman, he's not going to walk in front of a woman. I say
for a long
time
after I moved here. So in Italy, if I sit towards, like if I give you my back, if I sit.
With your back towards someone.
With my back towards someone. It's you just, even in public place, you before you do it, you can apologize about it. It's not you apologize about it. It was like, scusi le spalle. And the first time I moved, like for the first couple of years, I would say I moved here. I used to do it and people were looking at me as like, why did you just say that to me? And it's so fascinating. It's interesting to me to see how people here react to things that are nice in a very, very weird way.
Mm-hmm. You have definitely thought about the next step in your career or your relationship, but what about planning for kids? And I don't want you to have the pressure of thinking, oh, I need to get pregnant or I need to get pregnant. Why don't you just know what's going on with your body so you can plan accordingly and then like enjoy your relationships without having to put pressure on them? Did I just trigger you? Maybe. Well, that's where modern fertility comes in, which you know is my favorite company to advocate for. It is the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. We all know that traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same information for $159. What? It's just a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/Pia, because you know I hook you up, you get $20 off your test. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can put those dollars towards Modern Fertility. You'll get insights into your hormone levels, how many eggs you have, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can talk to a fertility doctor one-on-one to review your results and options for next steps. Like maybe you know you have a lot of eggs, and so you feel confident waiting, or maybe you see that you don't have a lot, and you think maybe, hey, I'm going to invest some money in freezing some embryos. I'm going to invest some money in freezing some eggs so I can, you know, plan for my future accordingly. So right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/Pia. That means your test will cost $139, which is such an incredible investment instead of the several hundred or even $1,000+ it would cost you at the doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/Pia. That's modernfertility.com/Pia. Then we drove to the other side of the island and went to...
from Syracuse, we went to Partanna, which is...
to Partanna, to the farm.
Close to Trapani. The beautiful thing is that we had the chance to drove cutting the island on the lower part of it. So we went... while we were in Syracuse, we also visited other places like Martamemi and Noto and... So we went to Partanna, and that was a little bit out of our way because Partanna is this little town close to Selinunte, this little fisherman village where we had dinner, and we were in a farm. We were in a farm in an incredible place surrounded by olives, trees, like that was also another of my happy time because we walk around and. And then the day after, from Partanna, we drove all the way up to Rome. That was a long trip.
By the way, Kanye finally just released his collab with Gap.
Oh, it happened.
And this is the best and it's the worst. It's 6 hoodies. So it's like,
where can I buy it?
It's like, how fucking insane. Like you can make anything. You just made a hoodie, but like it's also the most perfect hoodie.
Where can I buy it? Can I see it?
There's no way we're gonna be able to get this fucking.
But where do you buy? You buy a Gap store, so you buy where you buy. One thing I don't get about this drop is that they enjoy to keep it. Like, where do you buy that sweatshirt?
I think you buy.
Do you gotta have a friend that hook you up with another friend? You gotta be how it works if I want to buy a sweatshirt.
Damn, Gap's. Oh my God.
You're not answering to me. You are playing that.
You buy it on Gap. Gap's fucking Instagram account, it 3 million followers, is just the 6 sweatshirts and they changed the logo to the Yeezy.
They canceled it. Can I see it?
You need to talk into the microphone.
Oh, can I see it?
Gap, Yeezy Gap hoodie, adult and kids, available now at gap.com Yeezy. Oh.
Did Kanye bought it? Like,
no, it's a collab.
Also, how did we went from Partanna all the way?
Because that's how my fucking brain works. Here's also, like, I'm not over him having DaBaby and Marilyn Manson come out on stage with him. Like, I understand that he wants to be controversial, but like, DaBaby is like a homophobe and Marilyn Manson has like, raped multiple women.
I would not, artist wise, by the way, I would not compare Marilyn Manson to DaBaby.
You're not, I don't think you know that this happened. During one of his concerts when he like ran around playing Donda, during one of his performances, he had DaBaby and Marilyn Manson come out and sit next to him. It was like 2 days after DaBaby had made this like extremely homophobic rant during one of his concerts and like used like the F word. I know.
I'm trying to buy and they asking me all the information.
I'm doing it right now. We got to know someone.
You got to know people. That's the only way you can do it.
We're not cool enough.
We are not cool. No, they want to know the size of my hat.
They want my phone number. This is crazy.
And what is this?
Okay, cool.
They want all my size.
Okay, I gave that's insane. They just asked me for all my personal information. It's insane. Unisex, shit, purple, adult, size. Oh, there's still sizes left. What?
I like the brown one.
Of course. I like the brown too. Actually, I really like this mustard. Like burnt yellow. Yeah, same. Yeah. It's called light brown. Okay, let's see if they have light brown left.
Amore, can we keep...
They have sizes left.
Can we keep going?
And yeah, so then we slept at the farm. Yesterday was the... Or 2 days ago was the first day of harvest. So...
Yes, it was the first day. We miss it. Would it be cool to be there?
And now we need to go back.
Where did that happen?
And then we got to learn all about the olives for our olive oil. That family's so cute. Like, I don't think you guys understand. Like, we're so thankful that so many people buy the olive oil because of so us. Special guys. But like, so you guys have people. No clue
how special
how
these people
fucking
are.
Special the olive oil is that you're getting. It's literally magic. It's like the guy taking us around. First of all, it's been family owned since it started in 1916. Everyone who works there has been working there their entire fucking lives. The entire family works 35 there. Years, like they know 30, everybody's name. They know the name of the kids. They know the name of the grandkids. They know the name of the cousins. Like this is like community times they invented fucking community. Like there's nothing is more communal than this. And then even that hot dude that took us around the farm, by the way, all the people there are just like hot as shit. Who was the hot one with the blue eyes?
Calogero. Oh no, Raffaele. The one that said to me, "Portami to America. Bring me to America."
Like, what? This guy just like pulls up on a tractor.
Jump out of it.
He looks like an Italian John Travolta. He has bright ass blue eyes and like a tanned, wrinkled face that says he's been working the land. And then he had like ripped jeans on and he was like, bring me to America.
I'm so happy.
What?
I'm so happy of.
I'll bring your ass to America right now.
Being able to have. It's incredible, guys. Like the day after we went to the Olificio, we went to Mr. Azzaro senior office and he gave us a tour with his daughter of the factory of the Olificio of the, where the oil got in bottles and labels and blah, blah, blah. And it was so special.
No, it's nothing more special. By the way,
he shared with us is like now we use these larger plastic container. But back then when I started and my son was helping me, Tommaso, we used to have these UTAP sacks, these large sacks where we would have put the olives in it. And if a night would get too late, Tommaso would fall asleep on these olive sacks. And
that was insane.
And it's so funny when these people talk and I translate to you, I process the thing twice. Like I have to, it's not only that he's telling me, I have to translate it and, mm-hmm. and finding the words. And it's extremely, it's great. I get emotional now thinking about it. It's
also,
I feel so lucky. It's incredible.
Can we talk about his office? Like, ooh. I haven't seen in real life an office where you like walk in and it's like an elevated office that like overlooks a factory. Like I feel like that's always in movies. And he was just sitting there.
Because I can't walk no more that much. So I gotta see things from up here.
Yeah, but that's also like how the space was built. He was like a badass and he was just sitting in there smoking cigs like a gangster. So fucking
sweetest
cool.
Man. Sweetest man.
They're angels.
It was incredible to be there.
It was incredible.
So back to the point, guys. I'm extremely proud to be able to deliver it, something like the olive oil.
Yeah,
which is by far one of the most beautiful and meaningful projects I ever worked in my life.
Yeah, and we're doing so much with them. Like, it's insane. Like, we are doing so much with them. Like, we're going to be able to, yeah. This is going to be like a very beautiful, lifelong project, and hopefully there's going to be a store soon, which I'm really excited about. And this is going to be a big deal, a very big deal. I'm very excited, very, very, very excited.
And then from there we went to Rome. We spent some time in Rome, which is always nice. We had a nice dinner and then we had a nice breakfast. We walk around. We went to places where, you know, important for my mother-in-law when he visited with her husband years ago. Rome in the morning is always beautiful.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Beautiful.
Here's my like final thought. I bought the one last medium sweatshirt from Yeezy Gap Club.
Okay. Thank you. You bought also one for me. That was very nice.
No, there was nothing else I could do. It kept selling out. So I bought, hopefully it's oversized, and I just bought like the light brown in medium, but like everything else was selling out and I just had to make a call to like just buy what I could before that. Like that was the last big size they had left. Here's how I feel, which is like, really sad. It's like, and I felt this way when we woke up in the morning in Florence and it was like, okay, let's go walk to the Duomo and like see everything, whatever. It's like you walk, you see these buildings that are some of the most important buildings in the world. And then everything is like, there's the same three fucking tourist stores everywhere. So like, what's so sad is you're in this place that you've like been longing to go to. That's so beautiful. That's so special. And like, it's just completely been commercialized. Like there's that. I was dying when I went to Barcelona a long time ago when I was in college. I brought home this apron for my mom. And like, there was this store that I thought was very specific to Barcelona and you could customize an apron. And I had this adorable apron made with my mom's name on it. And I carried it back and I was like, look what I got you. Oh my God, this is handmade in Barcelona. Da, 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 da. Okay. Well, clearly that place is like a chain and it was all over Italy in like every major city. So we like go to Florence and I was like, oh, I was like, my mom was like, didn't you, that's like the apron you bought me. And I was like, well, clearly this is like a franchise now. And we saw it everywhere we went. It was in Positano. It was in Florence. It was in Rome. It was in... Amalfi, wherever. It was fucking everywhere. And I was like, man, it's like so sad. And like, I get it. Like, you know, it's just globalization and fucking people wanting to make money off the tourists, and I completely get it, but like I think we need to stop dumbing people down, and I think you should be allowed to like sell things that are like specific to Florence in Florence for people to buy. That's not some like dumb thing that like, oh, they also had it in when we were in Umbria. Davide had to spend the day at his factory designing his next collection, and so my mom and I went to Assisi, which is like where St. Francis is from. It was beautiful.
Assisi.
Up on this hill. And that fucking same little shit was up there. And so it's like so sad because like you walk around and like you see the church and you see, you know, whatever place you want to see in these places that you've like desired to see for so long. And then the same tourist shops are everywhere. Like we even saw that little dress that little girl had. They don't have it. I already looked. That little dress that my mom wanted to buy for Carmela. Like they had it at all the different, it's just, I don't know. It's a little disheartening, but.
Yeah. When you see what happened with things that people just turn into touristic, it's a shame. It's heartbreaking.
So my mom is the cutest woman in the world. And whenever we find her alone with the baby, she's always playing little lullabies for her in Italian. And so there's this one song and the only line we can remember is Stella Stellina. It's basically like little star in the sky. And then it'll be like the chickens.
La notte s'avvicina. Night is coming.
And then what are the all little animals like the.
And then he goes.
And then it'll say like night is coming. So like the little baby chickens are with their mom
the cows on the
stall. Yeah, so like, the cows are in the stall. So cow is Mooka. And so it'll say Mooka in the stall. So the only line we can remember is Stella Stellina, Mooka in the stall. So my mom kept singing that over and over and over again on the trip. But then we were in Assisi and we're like walking down the street and my mom goes, oh my God, Mooka in the stall.
Clearly somebody.
And it's this little girl's dress that across the chest has little cows in a stall. And my mom goes, it's Mooka's in the stall. She's like, we have to buy that dress. And I was like, no, dude, that dress is like, no, I'm not buying that dress. I'm never going to put a dress on her that's like a huge poof with like cows in a stall on it. And then the Mooka in the stall dress was at every fucking place we went because it was like a tourist. Like clearly these people buy these. And there must be some sort of thing where you like.
Yeah, there is some trend.
You buy like a little store and you just carry all the same shit. Oh, that was our joke of the trip was the Mooka and the Stale. All right. We've been talking for an hour. Love you.
Okay. From there, then we went to Milan and we spent the night there. We had a wonderful dinner.
And we stayed at the Prince. That was my favorite meal of the trip.
And
shocking because I don't like the food in Milan usually.
We see some friends. I was super happy to see friends in every stop and
yeah,
I wish we had more time.
We have friends everywhere. We don't need more time because we're going to go again in a couple months.
And then we flew to America. And here we are.
Now we're in America.
That's right. like to our almond milk and
Turkey burgers and
turkey burgers,
chia and, seeds, and going to the bathroom regularly, the keto, which I'm like really excited
cashew
about.
Yogurt and
yeah, that is exactly what I had yesterday. Cashew yogurt,
oatmeal, and yeah.
Grass, let me tell you guys, I look, I clearly looked steak. Like I was thriving with the food I was eating, but
she wasn't. But she wasn't. We went sick to bed one day.
I threw up.
Every other day, every other night.
I threw up one night. Davide threw up one night. My mom threw up one night from like clearly overeating. I didn't go to the bathroom for 5 days. And
it's true.
I started to, yeah, which was like,
I don't know why that's still nightmare. A thing, but yeah.
Because there's no fiber in pasta. It just sits in my body. My body's
I'm not
like,
going to do that okay. now because we will need
another 40 minutes.
The Mediterranean diet is the most like longevity provider.
The Mediterranean diet the gods. Is heavy like, on fish and it's not okay, excessive we are done. In we giant amounts of pasta.
It's heavy on fish. What is it?
Yeah, it's lots of fish. It's vegetables. You do not eat
it's
vegetables.
It's carbs. It's everything.
Yes, but it's small portions of carbs
we said
for
we
lunch.
Talk for an hour. We speak for an hour to each other, right? We I think we're good with this. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm gonna have my miserable oatmeal now. That am I?
You eat. All your friends even said you overeat when we were in Italy.
Yes, because now I'm back to normal. I'm gonna just now be conscious of what I eat and my mood is shifting.
Do you think
now.
Maybe you'll shave your beard?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Please, I hate it so much.
I don't know. It really. I don't know.
Oh, also, now you're doing it again in the microphone. The one annoying
guys,
thing about
the
trip
having,
with
thank you for having me.
Davide does
it
this
was
thing
great
where he rubs his be fucking beard and
are
it
we
makes
gonna have
me
a part
want
three or
talk.
I think we're good, right? I think we're good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.